astronomy and space with David Reneke.
I haven't spoken to this man in, well, quite a while. David Reneke, welcome to the program again.
Yeah, good to be with you again, Brett.
How are you?
I'm good, yeah. We've had some good weather and we're starting to get our telescopes out now and have a few around. But
I'm running late, so let's get stuck into it. The sun has developed a massive hole 20 times larger than Earth, making the second such occurrence in a week. It's do you say it? Coronal hole? C-O-R-O-N-A-L? The coronal hole?
Yeah, we do, because the sun's got a corona, and that's what we call it. And that's where they come from, the active surface area of the sun, if you will. Now, this is enough to scare the pants off anybody. I mean, can you imagine, I'm not kidding, 1,000 hydrogen bombs in one go? Can you imagine? It's beyond comprehension. But look, the sun is over 1,000,000 times bigger than the Earth. It's a massive star.
1,000,000 times bigger than the Earth?
Thousands of nuclear bombs at the same time.
Gee.
Hundreds and thousands. This is energy of anything we've ever seen before. This is a massive hole, 20 times bigger than the Earth, that's opened up. Now, is it unusual? No, it's not. It's been happening quite a lot. These are fairly harmless to us. All they do is generate a pulse of energy that hits the Earth, Brent. And what it does, it normally, well, it used to knock satellites out and play around with things like that. And we've had the odd power station overload, but Quebec was the only time I can remember, 1989, where there was widespread blackouts from that. We can shield our equipment. Your radio stations are the same. You may remember or hear about way back in the early days, I'm a dinosaur, I remember hearing it, the old crackling on AM radio, you know, when you had storms and electric activity in the air.
Yeah.
Well, this is pretty much like that. Look, this is a massive coronal hole, but it's just a part of the sun. The sun goes through a cycle every 11 years, becomes active and then inactive. We're coming into the active period now. And there's going to be more of these. This pulse of energy is hitting the Earth right now. But most of our gear is protected. We're pretty good at that. So there won't be any lasting effects on it. But boy, oh boy, can you imagine the power and energy in just one of these solar flares?
Why then, if most of the gear that we use these days is protected, why has this made news headlines around the world, this particular hole? Because of its size?
Now, you'll hear also now and then, oh, large asteroid heading towards Earth. We'll miss us by a small margin. Every week one of those come up. Look, the news services love that. And you guys on radio lap it up too. It makes good radio. It's good talk. It gets, you know, geniuses like me on the radio to talk about it. but look, honestly, there's nothing to worry about here. It's just a normal part of the sun's, activity. And it is a massive hole, but there's nothing wrong with it. You know, this star of ours will last for another 5 billion years. It's turning hydrogen into helium. In 5 billion years, it'll just become a white dwarf star and shrink down, and the whole planetary system will die with it. But look, nothing to worry about. Good copy. Sounds great. There's nothing to worry about on planet Earth, but look at the power. Can I just say to you, one solar flare, listen to this, you're going to think I'm off my top, but one solar flare from a hole like that, there's enough power in one flare, and they're happening every second on the sun, to run this planet for 10 years.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. There's so much energy and power there, and that's why I'm an advocate for solar energy. Not because, you know, I'm a flag-waving, card-carrying member of any group or whatever. No. I just know that this is an energy source that we've been neglecting for so long now. We don't realize the power of that star, what we can do with it. But one of those solar flares can be 100,000 kilometres long, Brent, and it's full of power and energy. Yeah, look, it's a dynamo, that thing up there. We don't realise how much.
Just quickly before I let you go, John on the email says, "G'day, Brent, any chance of asking David Reneke, P.S. I love him, about the massive X-class flare that went off on the far side of the sun a couple of weeks ago?"
Yeah, same thing. That's lucky we weren't facing that one. Is it John that said that?
John, yes.
John, very good observation, yeah. Look, we've got solar, we've got satellites monitoring the sun, John and Brent, from all sides, and we can see that one. Had that been, heading toward our side here, I think we would have had a few satellites being knocked out of commission for sure, and a little bit of other activity as well. When you're in space there, that's where it affects you. We've got a magnetic field, beautiful atmosphere that protects us from it, but that one that John mentioned was a ripper.
Okay, it's always good to catch up with you. Next time, we'll try and make sure we've got a little more time to talk.
Please, David,
thank you, mate.
Well, Brett.
Thank you for spending the time with us. Look after yourself. Have a nice weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Sleep well, Brent. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.